Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 212, Good to All. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. Psalm 145, verse 9. Let that land for just a moment. The Lord is good, not was good, not will be good, is good. Right now, today, this morning, before you have done anything right or wrong, before any decision, before any effort, the Lord is already leaning toward you, not with accusation, with kindness. And look at who this goodness is for. All, not for those who earned it, not for those who tried hardest, not for those who have their life together. For all, and that means you, exactly as you are this morning, with the weariness you're carrying, with the doubt you haven't told anyone about, with the failure that still stings when you think about it. God did not make a list of exceptions. You are not outside the reach of this goodness. Now the word the psalm uses for mercy, in Hebrew, it comes from the womb. It is the deep, visceral love a mother has for the child she carried. It is not a distant feeling, cold and theological, somewhere far above you. It is a care that moves, that comes down, that travels to where you are. God's mercy does not wait for you to reach it. It reaches for you. And it stretches over everything He has made. Everything. What that tells us is that the Creator's heart is good by nature. If He cares for His works, how much more does He care for those made in His own image, for those redeemed by the blood of His own Son? You are not just one of many creatures. You are someone for whom God paid a price none of us can fully measure. And that is where the poetry of Psalm 145 steps off the page and becomes real history. God's goodness is not merely a beautiful verse. It was proven on the wood of the cross. Jesus is the living definition of what it means to say the Lord is good. He gave everything. He did not stay above, safe, far away. He came down. He came close. He laid down His own life to bring the lost back home. That is goodness. That is active mercy. And that is the reality you wake up inside of today. So here is the call. And it is not to store this away as a nice thought. It is to let this goodness begin to move through you. Before breakfast this morning, before the day pulls you under, think of one person, just one, someone who is overwhelmed, who feels overlooked, who is quietly carrying something heavy, and send them a short message. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be eloquent. Just let them know I'm thinking of you. Let God's goodness begin with you and reach someone who needs to feel it today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.